We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Mickey Callaway Report is served to you by Casamigos Tequila. Try Añejo Tequila straight up. It's aged 14 months in bourbon barrels and is incredibly creamy and delicious. That is Añejo Tequila from Casamigos Tequila. Mickey, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How's it going?
That is not an April City Field game, 10 home runs. That is an unusual, unusual game. First of all, ball flying out of there, 10 home runs last night. But the headline, of course, DeGrom, it had to end. Why did it end last night? What can you tell us happened last night?
You know what? He just was off, you know, and like I said last night, he just didn't have it. And he and Bob Gibson have it, had it longer than anybody else
right.
had it in a long streak. And Jake just didn't have it last night. And give credit where credit's due. They swung the bats really well off of him. When he made a mistake, they made him pay.
Hey, listen, it had to happen eventually. I know when it happened, what it was going to do is make you go back and look at the streak and appreciate what he had accomplished, which was extraordinary.
That's exactly right. And I think that's the way Jacob's looking at it today. You know, I'm sure he was quite disappointed last night after the game and probably reflecting today on what a miraculous feat that was. I mean, one of the best runs in Major League Baseball history, and we're proud of him. For being able to do that, that's not an easy thing. And to me, he's the best pitcher on the planet right now.
First time he had given up three home runs in a game since 2017. So I mean, he was clearly off. He was going 3-2 in a lot of guys, and they were squaring up a lot of baseballs last night. Now let me get to the other part. When I first saw Alonso in spring training, I said I'm not going to make any judgments on what I see in batting practice or in these games here. I liked his first at-bats in the majors, and I was encouraged. Then I saw him hit that first home run like a one-iron, and I said, Now all of a sudden we're saying, wait a second here. Is this now something special? What's your view about – I know you don't want to go overboard, but,
yeah.
I mean, this is starting to look very, very special right now.
It is, and from what I've seen, it is special. You know, he's got to continue to bring energy every day, which I'm sure he will. Continue to work on his craft. He's going to have to adjust when the league adjusts to him at some point. But we're out here watching BP right now, and he's hitting them up in the third deck at Citi Field, which you never see. So the ball is flying. He can hit it a long way, and it's special so far. And it's not just the homers. It's really all the other stuff that makes him special, because a lot of guys have that kind of power and can hit like that. But you can't go the other way with runners in scoring position and hit homers like that. Most can't do that, and it seems like we got a special player on our hands.
Well, he uses the whole field. He stays back on the ball. He doesn't seem to have a lot of trouble with the breaking ball. We know he can hit the ball out in all directions, and, you know, I didn't want to say this because I think it's almost blasphemous. He reminds me a little bit of Mike Piazza.
That's a good comp right there. I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. You know, those guys with those big bases, they sit there, they take pitches well, they're very quiet. They have the ability to go to all parts of the field, like Mike Piazza was one of the best at. I just loved watching him get extended and go to right center. But, and Alonso has that same ability, and hopefully he can keep it going.
Plus, he's got that personality where you could see the fans have already taken to him. The team has already taken to him. He's got the size, the power to be a big star here. He could wind up being a really big star in his town.
He does. He's kind of made for New York City. You know, he's hitting homers, running around third base, jumping up in the air, getting the fans pumped up. The other night when we were making our comeback, he's in the dugout on the bench looking back at the fans and getting them riled up and waving his hands up and down. So he's embracing this atmosphere. He's embracing New York, and I'm sure the fans are embracing him back.
Anything – now, do you worry – have you guys had any conversations about worrying about things coming too far, too fast for him right now?
No, we're just glad to see what he's doing. You know, I think at some point, you know, there's always going to be, no matter who you are, a conversation needed. But I don't see what we could possibly say to this kid at this point. Just go out there, have fun, and play, and that's what he's doing.
I mean, six doubles, five homers, 14 RBIs, hitting .385, hitting the ball all over the place. I mean, he's off to a flying start now, and you got one of the new stars in baseball right there in the middle of your lineup.
We do, and you know, he's a Met. You know, everything that he does, he learned here in the Mets organization, and he is excited to be in New York playing for the New York Mets, and that's what makes it even more special. He embraces the culture here. He embraces the history of the Mets, and he's having fun.
Now, Conforto looks good, too. Three games in a row, home runs. We know what kind of power Conforto has. Conforto, you know, and he back-to-back, Ed, throwing Cano, throwing McNeil's bat, throwing your catcher, and all of a sudden you got a nice lineup.
You do. You have a lineup that's very deep. I mean, we have McNeil hitting sixth most days. And like you said, you got Ramos in between him and Conforto. And Nemo is starting to come on. He had a great night last night. Robbie Cano is always going to be solid. And tonight we have J.D. Davis hitting eighth. And Rosario's doing a great job in the seven hole. So we have a very deep lineup, a lot deeper than we're used to here. And we're very excited to go out there and swing the bats every night. We're doing a good job of it.
All right, and that's the positive. Now. The pitching hasn't been as good as you would hope so far. You got some guys struggling. Lugo's struggling.
Right.
Wheeler's struggling. You got guys struggling right now.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, I think that at this point, if I had to choose which one I'd want struggling, it'd be our pitching, because we know in the end that our pitching's going to be fine. You know, that was our strength coming in. And we were trying to make sure that we did a good job of putting an offense together. It looks like we've done a great job with the offense, and I know that the pitching's going to be there. And the good part is our hitters have the capability to pick our pitchers up like they have in this short season, and we have a winning record at this point, because we probably haven't pitched well enough to have a winning record, but our offense is so good they've picked it up.
No, yeah, offense has been good so far. We talk with Mickey Callaway as we do each week. The offense has been good. The pitching hasn't arrived yet. Lugo and Gesellman, you've had to get them up a lot. You've had to use them a lot so far.
Yeah, we have, and we'll continue to do that. You know, those are the two guys in our pen that you want to hold a lead, and you want them to keep the games close. You know, we haven't done a great job at keeping games close when we've been down three or four. We have to do a better job of that. We called up Oswalt to maybe help that out. He looked great in spring training, going 94-95. And I have no doubt that they will do that. We need those guys to come in, throw one or two innings, keep these ball games close, so we can come back and win them at the end.
All right, so what's Oswalt's role going to be now?
He's going to be a long guy. And I think we've had two games so far that if we'd have had Chris Oswalt, we probably would have kept it a little bit closer. So we're going to use him in that long relief role or down two or three to keep us in the game and give our offense a chance to come back and get us in it so we can go to those main relievers.
Would you think of using Oswalt as a starter too?
So one of the reasons we sent him down to the minor leagues was to get stretched out. And once a guy gets stretched out to the point where Oswalt is at this point, he can stay stretched out even though he's in the pen for a good 3 weeks. You know, we'll get him some three-inning stints, some two-inning stints, and he'll be able to go on very quick notice, be able to throw 75, 80 pitches and get a start if we need to. But for now, he's going to be in that pen.
All right, big trip coming up this weekend down to Atlanta to see the Braves. So, Braves, you know, Phillies are off well. We know what the Braves can do. You've seen Washington already. Now you're going to, after the Twins tonight, who are not a bad club. Twins have got some hitters in that lineup, there's no question. You know, they do. They're a pretty good team.
They can really hit. They have a great team. We have a good schedule. You know, this is first month of the season. We play some very good teams. We're going into Atlanta, who's clicking on all cylinders right now. I think they've won three or four in a row, and we're excited about it. You know, we feel that we can compete with anybody. We'll go out there and then play our best.
All right, how about Syndergaard tonight?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to him tonight. You know, he probably hasn't been on top of his game like he'd like to be. He's still been a solid pitcher, but I'm expecting big things out of him tonight. He knows we need it. He's motivated to go out there and kind of shut this little losing streak that we have down, and I expect him to step up.
You want to put, I mean, is it too early to push a guy, or would you, because your bullpen, you know, has been a little beat up this far, would you ask Syndergaard to go a little longer tonight, or is it too early for that?
No, we still have, him at a pitch count of 110, and if he gets, is going well, we'll let him get out to that and then let the bullpen take over. The good part is we called up Oswalt. We have our three main guys in Wilson, Familia, and Diaz ready to roll tonight. So hopefully he can get through seven, and we'll let the bullpen take over.
All right, Mickey, thanks very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Mike.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, brother.
All right, Mickey Callaway. And the story, listen, pitching hasn't been what it's supposed to be. We'll see what Syndergaard does. The Grom streak comes to an end last night. Twins hit six homers. Mets hit four. Alonso hits two more. He's got six doubles, five homers, and is off to an incredible start and is becoming a heck of a big story. It's early, but he's becoming a heck of a story. He really is with what he's done so far. He's come up and taken the league by storm. We'll see if it continues. Right now, though, it's been very impressive. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.